أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we began the discussion of this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly we give life to the dead, وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا, and we write down whatever they have sent forth, وَأَثَارَهُمْ, and whatever they have left behind and their traces. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two aspects of our deeds, what we send forward insofar as our a'mal are concerned, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala writes down, and that is via the angels that write down those deeds. And the second aspect of our deeds is our athar, what we leave behind in this world. What we leave behind in this world in reality is also what we send forth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But obviously, what we send forth to Allah sometimes is not left behind in this world. We read our salat, so inshallah that goes forth as a good deed in the port of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then the other aspect is that a person does something for the deen of Allah, like he builds a masjid. So when he builds that masjid, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in the hadith that that person that built a house for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah builds a huge house for that person, a palace in Jannat. So that deed has also gone forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, here in this world, that masjid is also left behind, and what we will term as a legacy that that person leaves behind. Now when we speak about what we send forth as far as our good and bad deeds are concerned, and what we leave behind, also the good that we leave behind and the bad that we leave behind, both is noted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the hadith, our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that person that initiated a good deed, initiated some good act, in other words, something was not in vogue and it was regarded as something good in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then that person had begun that good deed, and thereafter that good deed continued, now he, whatever good he had done, he will reap the benefits of it in the akhirat. But he left that legacy behind also, and people followed. Then whoever follows whatever good deed that person has left, then he will also be rewarded for it. The people that carry out the deed, the person that had left the legacy, that reward will continue perpetually in the books of that person. That masjid that he built, or that hospital that he built, or that musafir khana that he built, or that well that he had dug, all that, day by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the reward is there. And what he had left behind, all that good, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him that reward. But if perchance a person had unfortunately begun a legacy of ill, wrongs, breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously that is also being written down by Allah Rabbul Izzat as what he has sent forth insofar as action is concerned. But now people continue to do that ill and that bad, the wrong that that person had begun, then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam says he will also be held responsible in the courts of Allah Rabbul Izzat. He will hold that wizard, that load and that burden of the wrong that he had left behind also. And hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws our attention to two aspects. That one is whilst we continue doing our deeds that we are doing for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we need to be very conscious that that is something that is gone forth. Once in the house of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a baby goat, a little kid, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had gone out, it was slaughtered, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes back. Now we all know that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved the shoulder, the front leg. And our mother Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha had distributed the rest of the meat of that kid, of that baby goat, and she left that shoulder for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had come back and he asked her, O Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what is left of that baby goat? So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that this one shoulder. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, everything else is left. In other words, whatever you have given out, all that we will reap in the akhirat, but the shoulder that we will eat over here. Now that is how aware our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in so far as what we send forth and what we leave behind. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and everything we have enumerated in the clear and manifest register, and that is the Lawh-e Mahfuz. That if a person has any doubt whatsoever, that how is it possible that these book of deeds can be formulated and all these deeds be written down and then presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes such questions from our minds, that why are you talking about the deeds that you carry out and you marvel at how it has been written, that already in the Lawh-e Mahfuz, before you came into this world and before you came into being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the pen that write, and the pen began to write the taqdeer, and all that is written down of all the people and everything, these matters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed in the Lawh-e Mahfuz, and all that is written down of everyone else, and nobody questions all that, but we question insofar as our book of deeds are concerned and we have doubt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes this doubt by telling us about that book, that Lawh-e Mahfuz, in which everything else has been written down. So all that has been noted and jotted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in this manner Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that there is absolutely no doubt in whatever we do, whatever deeds we carry out, all that has been written. If that creates any doubt in our minds, then even a further issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about in the Quran, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْحَقِّ, that if we doubt what we have done is written down, then leave what has been written down, that action will be brought in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and a good deed will be put in the pan of the good deeds, and an ill deed will be put in the pan of the scale of the ill deeds, and that actual deed then we will be also shown by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us more and more aware of our deeds, our good deeds, our ill deeds. And for the good deeds, let us make shukr to Allah. For our ill deeds, let us make tawbah and istighfar and seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.